This is KCUR. I'm Gina Kaufman. Nature in the City is a seasonal series exploring the flora and fauna in Kansas City. For this late fall edition, our Nature in the City correspondent Suzanne Hogan has the story of a bird of prey that lives in and around the city. It's a character in folklore, a source of mythological wonder, but unfortunately, humans don't always encounter this animal under the best circumstances this time of year.
Legacy is a barn owl. Her face and chest are completely white, which makes her black eyes pop even more. She's only about a half a pound, but she's trying to look bigger than she really is, puffed up, bobbing her head from side to side. She's checking me out.
She doesn't like your microphone.
Legacy thinks my microphone is a rat or a mouse. That low screeching is her warning call. So I respect her space and back off. But Legacy is normally pretty social and sassy. She gets along really well with humans, which is part of the reason why she's here.
These owls don't hoot. It's a really hard sound to make. It's a eer! And that's where one of the myths came of owls being ghost-like. She's also called the ghost owl.
Lakeside Nature Center is a unique place where you can stand this close to a barn owl, which is a threatened species in Missouri. And that's part of the whole reason this place exists.
You can read about them, you can watch them on television, but when you see an animal close up, you form a bond with that animal. And that's so important for conservation.
Kimberly Hess has been the director here for about 5 years. Legacy is one of the three owls that lives at the center permanently because she couldn't survive in the wild. And Hess says they all kind of have their own little personalities. There's Darwin the screech owl. He's got a bit of an attitude, brown and small, like 7 inches small. He also thinks he's bigger than he really is. He's here because he was exposed to West Nile virus and his feathers didn't fully develop. And then there's the third and oldest permanent owl resident, Hootie, the barred owl. He's very vocal. Hootie is 19 years old. When he was first brought to the center after his tree was knocked down, he was the smallest of his nestmates, malnourished. He had developed cataracts. He was here for so long in treatment that he became imprinted on by people. He couldn't survive in the wild. To give you a sense of this, he's hanging out casually in a room with a rabbit named Chaps, a species he would hunt in the wild. They're completely unfazed by each other.
What, it's bad for your reputation to be seen with a rabbit?
Kimberly Hess says these owls, Hootie, Darwin, and Legacy, like the snakes, squirrels, possums, and other permanent animals at the center, are educational ambassadors for their species. These animals come to the center because people find them and they need help. They lost their habitat, are injured, or are abandoned. Humans are their number one threat. The staff spends a lot of time on the phone helping people assess what they should do when they come across a wild animal that seems to be in need of help.
We want them back in the wild. We don't want them liking people. We want wild animals to be wild animals.
The Lakeside staff will probably see 30 to 40 owls come in the next few months. The reason? A lot of first-year owls are malnourished and are still learning how to hunt. This, on top of habitat loss, makes it harder for them to survive. The other big reason for the influx? Cars.
There's cars everywhere. And they don't see the car. It could be coming at them. They're not paying attention to it because it's just not something natural to them, and that's when they get hit.
About an hour ago, a woman found an owl on the side of the road after he got hit in Lee Summit. She brought him to the center. Hess pulls an owl out of the box that looks an awful lot like Hootie. It's a barred owl.
You want me to hold him? Hi, sweetie, you do. Oh, my goodness.
His beak, eyes, and ears are bloody. Hess says he suffered a head injury and is in a state of shock.
No broken bones, but this wrist is pretty loose.
They give him a physical, check his wings and tail. He'll get some medicine, and then they'll wait and see how he does after a few days. It's too early to say what's going to happen to this guy, and Hess says the center does euthanize animals that they can't help, same as a vet does to end suffering. She says that's the hardest part of her job.
You really form a bond with these animals, even though they hate you. You form a bond with them, and you put in so much time and energy and passion goes into each and every animal in their care when you finally have to make that call. That's hard.
Hess's eyes tear up, but she quickly flips to the positive.
The neatest thing is releasing an animal, whether it is a rabbit, a raccoon, an eagle, a snake, anything, to realize that I had a little part in saving this animal and putting them back where they're supposed to be, where they're happy, is very rewarding. It's wonderful.
It's been about a week, and Hess says the owl who got hit is doing much better. He's eating on his own now, which is a very good sign. Suzanne Hogan, KCUR News.
You can see pictures of Hootie the Owl and Chaps the Rabbit hanging out on our website, kcur.org. We've got some other fun owl pics for you there as well. A note about safety, Kimberly Hess says, before you approach a bird of prey or any other wild species that seems like it needs help, you should call the Nature Center for guidance.